The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation, by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show. How are you doing today? How are you doing, Roger?
Doing great. How are you, Nick?
Man, I am busy as a bedbug.
Yeah, this time of year especially. Bless your heart.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love and pays its taxes.
One thing I admire about you, though, at the end of tax season, April 16th, you're on a jet plane.
Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Any idea where you're going this year?
Yeah. You know where I'm going?
I have no idea. I know you've been doing the U.S. staycations lately. But yeah. Before that, you were like making sure every page of your passport was stamped.
Well, true story. The year before last, when the hurricane hit, I was in Italy.
Okay.
And last year when the hurricane hit, now the year before last, it blew down my pool screen, tore down a palm tree, and it was just, Sean was doing damage control at my house.
Holding the tree up as the wind was blowing. Somebody got it.
And then last year, the hurricane hit, and I was in Aruba.
Oh, see.
And I couldn't get back because the airports were closed.
So see, that's stuck. The lifestyle that you lead.
And guess what? I want to lead more of that.
Exactly.
As time goes on.
You worked hard, though, all your life, though.
Well, when they say evacuate, I take it seriously. I go offshore.
Exactly.
And I can't wait to have another one scheduled. But yeah, this year I'm going to go to California,
okay,
the Napa Valley and those places.
I was just in that area last fall.
And then
my daughter lives over there.
It's a ski resort close by there.
Tahoe.
I'm going to Lake Tahoe for 7 days. Hang out there.
Okay, cool.
And,
but in the meantime, you have to help average everyday people, just like me and
just
you.
Just like you and me.
You know, to trade their indebtedness for savings, and then they can, who knows, go on, you know, nice vacations too.
Amen.
Get the bills paid first, though.
That's right. You know, today I had a tree guy come to the office, and these people think I'm made of money, Raj. This guy comes to the office, and he wanted to trim my trees for me because they need it. And he walks the property, and he says, you must be the big man, because our name's up front and all that stuff. So he started at $1,500.
See, that really bothers me. And you actually quoted a scripture that I've never forgotten. You brought it. I don't know why. I should have realized it. But that is a type of Old Testament, modern-day adaptation to an Old Testament principle. Unjust weights and measures are an abomination to the Lord.
Amen to that, brother.
So basically, that means what?
That means when people charge you just because it's you, it's unjust.
Or
when people charge you just because they think you can afford it, when they charge the person next door a lot less, it's unjust.
Right. Or another thing is maybe you're not as skilled or knowledgeable in a certain field of expertise, like a mechanic or accounting work. They start pretending all these other issues are a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And
they say, oh, you need your fabricator changed,
and
your flux capacitors out of whack, and all this stuff.
And ladies get ripped off that way a lot,
big
too.
Time.
Yeah.
Big time.
So all that's not good. Just come up with the price, what it costs to do this, and charge everybody that rate.
And fair wages for a fair day's work. As he quoted me, $1,500, by the time he left, he was down to $1,000. So we'll see what happens.
Now, where does the role of negotiating the deal come into? Because we do a lot of that in modern day economics where, you know, you basically negotiate the terms.
Yeah.
Where does that come into play?
Well, is there
a place to have a standard rate when so much of what we do is negotiated?
Well, I used to, in my seminars, I still do this. I say, don't pay retail for anything.
Okay.
Because there's always a markup, and that markup can be negotiated. And I've seen it even happen in department stores, and you wouldn't think, you know, the price is the price. But Millie's an expert at that when it comes to department stores. But I'll give you an example. Okay, cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're shopping for cars, you go to the lot, and all of a sudden the bees start hovering. Mm-hmm. The salesman, right?
We love car salesmen, though, by the way.
I do, too. I love car salesmen. In fact, I've got my favorite car salesman that I bought three or four cars from.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is they know when you're attracted to a certain vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they play on that. Oh, sit in it. Let me let you take it for a test drive. You'll really like how this handles. One time, my granddaughter wanted to buy a Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the dealer, and the dealer saying, look at how fast this starts and how fast it stops and taking us down the side road and all that stuff. Well, they're trying to get you emotionally involved with the vehicle, okay? So what you do at first is you let them know, you don't just say, I'm just shopping. You let them know that you really did your homework, and you should. If you, let's just say you wanted to buy a Mini Cooper and a 2015 Mini Cooper, because we should buy cars 2 or 3 years old normally. There's an exception, though, when there's factory rebates and all this stuff, and it's the end of the year, and they're unloading the last model of last year and that kind of thing.
Right.
But anyhow, you know what kind of car you want. So you go online and see what the prices are going for, and sometimes the prices are all over the lot. But you pick the one with the equipment you like and the dollar amount, et cetera, and so on. And it's usually, the dollar amount usually ties to a personal seller. Now, a personal seller has his or her own issues in that they're not going to give you an extended warranty or a 90-day warranty even. When you drive that car away from them, it's your car. Now, sometimes with a personal seller, you take the car and you take it to your favorite mechanic. And my favorite mechanic named his boat after me, the Nick 2. Anyhow, okay. You take it to your favorite mechanic and you let him look at it, size it up, see if there's anything substantially wrong with the vehicle. And if not, then you can do your deal. But then you go, but you don't have to even buy through a personal seller. You get that information, and you might even test drive with the personal seller. But then you go to the car lot, and the guy says, I see you really like this car. I'd like to make you a deal. And you say, okay, but I did my homework. And you might even have a copy or two of vehicles with that same stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, if it's from a private seller, they're going to say, oh, yeah, but you don't get the warranty we're going to give you, and yada, yada. Well, so you go into the office, and what's the first thing he does? He makes you a deal, or you make him a deal. And he says, I got to take this to my manager. Well, you don't just sit in there, because he takes it to his manager, but they're not really talking about discounting you. They're talking about, I think I got him on this car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you get up and go off, and you look around the lot, and you might even take off and come back a few hours later.
Make you him nervous. Play him. He's trying to manipulate you, so.
Yeah. I mean, what works for the goose works for the gander.
Funny.
And you just say, okay, I am interested, but the price has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be surprised what a response you get and how much favor you can get from doing that.
Interesting.
It's amazing, because otherwise they go, oh, get in the car. It smells good. Okay, I'll buy it.
Okay.
I don't care how much it costs.
All right.
So anyhow, we'll get back to that.
We're coming up with a break right now, yeah. But when we come back, we'll be talking about...
We're going to continue talking about this, but I want to share an anniversary I just had with you.
Okay, great. The number to call if you've got any money question at all is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. More of It's Your Money with CPA Nick Simonix coming up here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio, WBOB. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The Law Office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by Security Center USA.
We offer a wide variety of products and services to fit not only your budget, but also the needs of the home at a fraction of the price. The safety of your family and your home is the dominant reason we exist.
One of the most important decisions you can make is how to provide the best protection for your family and home. Security Center USA uses a customized approach, offering protection from home invasions, burglary, vehicle theft, fire and medical alert, high-definition surveillance, video intercom, and GPS systems, just to name a few.
Your home security, your video surveillance, and your home automation, lights, locks, thermostats, life safety devices such as smoke detectors, carbon detectors, heat sensors, all-inclusive, one mobile app, super user-friendly. The best part, $12.95 is where the rates start at from a monthly perspective, and there is not a company I'm aware of in the country that can even get close to those rates.
Learn more at SecurityCenterUSA.com. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonek. And right now, Nick, very busy because there are clients all over the state of Florida and even around the country.
United States.
And around the world in some cases.
And world. I just got...
Who need their taxes done.
Go ahead. Yeah. I just got the package from one of my clients in Spain.
Okay.
Packaged all this stuff up and sent it to me.
So if you live in Spain, you still have to pay U.S. taxes, even if you're working in the running of the bulls, because all...
Exactly.
Any American citizen, they have to pay taxes to Uncle Sam on worldwide income. But the good news, and I've learned this from you, Nick, is that if you pay taxes in Spain, that is 100% tax credited toward your U.S. Tax liability.
Yeah, it is. They they have a what they call a foreign earned income credit.
Okay.
And the foreign earned income credit says, we're going to give you a credit against foreign taxes or foreign earned income deduction. Basically, we give you a credit against foreign income up to as long as you're there 335 out of 365 days a year. And as long as if that's not the case, that's called the physical presence test, and then they have the permanent residence test that you don't have to be there all year, but you do have to be there to work for the majority of your work, and you have to be a resident for at least one whole year. And what happens is you get a deduction on U.S. income, foreign earned income exclusion is called, and you get a deduction on U.S. income depending on how much you make. And for 2018, it's $104,100. So if you make $120,000 overseas, you get to subtract $104,100 from your $120,000.
Okay, so you only pay, what, $16,000?
Pay tax on the $16,000. Right,
which isn't a lot.
Not a lot. Okay. Now, but you have to qualify. You have to make sure that that's your home base, so to speak.
Now, one last question before we get to your topic. You do taxes for people in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Arizona, California, all over the place. What are the special nuances that you have to be aware of with your firm with filing
different
taxes
places.
For different places, including the state income taxes?
Different of those strokes locations. For different folks. Now, one of the things is, of course, in those states, some of these states that have state income tax, you get to deduct the state income tax you paid in a prior year instead of your sales tax like we do in Florida.
Okay.
And so if your state income tax, and depending on the client and the amount of money, state income tax could be $5,000 or $6,000. You get to deduct it.
Great.
Also, in different states, they have what they call, when you pay your annual vehicle registration, it's a personal property tax attached to it. Florida doesn't have that. So you're able to take the majority of your annual vehicle registration as another tax deduction.
Right. And your firm does all the paperwork, even for the out-of-state taxes that need to be filed.
In fact, in fact, I was reviewing returns today before I came here, and one client's in North Carolina, and I reviewed their state income tax. And, you know, we have the tax programs for every state that has a tax.
Okay. So if you need tax work done, give Nick Simonick a call, 904-928-1040, 904-928-1040. Even if you live out of state, he can help you. I know we have people listening all over online and with our powerhouse signal, you know, up into the Carolinas. You can handle
the
all that.
The powerhouse.
Right?
I love that. real quick, my pastor, Chris Tomlinson, Bishop Vaughn McLaughlin, is having a Sunday evening unity service, and my pastor's keynote speaker.
Great.
Yeah. So I don't know why I brought that up, but it was just...
Free plug for the event. Hey.
Hey.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Potter's House.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday evening at 6:30, and everybody's welcome. It's a unity service. Everybody got to get along, Rog.
That's true.
Anyhow, back to money. Well, before money, we're going to have one of my sponsors as a guest in the next half hour, but don't tune out, folks, because he's got some good information. Anyhow, money. Money talks and nobody walks. So, for instance, one thing that many people don't know, Rog, is that Home Depot guarantees its plants for a year.
Really? Don't tell my wife that. My wife has, her favorite thing in the world
is plants.
After Jesus and me are plants.
And maybe after Jesus.
You should see our house. Literally, it looks like a botanical garden inside our house with plants growing everywhere, vines hanging off the half wall and everything. And if she knew that, that's where she'd probably get over my plants.
Well, I went there yesterday to celebrate my anniversary. I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
But anyhow, I went there and brought back some plants, two rose bushes that died in the storm or whatever you want to call it, the freeze. Some crotons that I put in all over my beds last year, and some other Thai plants, et cetera, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know that total between the 2 weeks of taking back plants, because last weekend Millie took a bunch back, I got a refund of $424.
Okay. Now you're going to use it to spend on other things or buy new plants? Okay.
Millie already started today. She spent over $100 on some plants for the yard to replace those. But the good news is Home Depot sticks to its guns with that, and you got to give them kudos for that.
Yeah.
And both Home Depot's and Lowe's gives you a military discount of 10%.
Too. Right. Is that a current active duty or a former military?
Former military.
Okay, because you're a... former military, served in the 101st Airborne.
Okay, that's my anniversary, Roger. Okay. Are you ready? Yesterday?
I'm ready.
Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of me getting shot in Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Tet Offensive. And I celebrated the 50th anniversary by working out in my yard.
Well, look on the bright side.
I'm there.
Glad you could be here with us.
Now,
thank you, by the way, for your service. Honestly, about what you went through at such a young age.
Yeah, I was.
How were you at the time?
I was, let me see. Don't tell me, let me guess.
19, 20?
I was 20. I was 19 when I went in, 20 when I got shot, 21 when I got out. Spent a year there in the hospital. But anyhow, it's a testimony, too. The thing is my life today is because of a miracle that happened 50 years ago. Watch this. Well, I went into the service, and I was supposed to go on the buddy plan with a friend of mine, Junior Rekolinski, who's now doing life in prison for murder.
But, really?
Yeah. Junior, it would have saved his life. That's why I think every NFL player, And really, any red-blooded American should spend 2 years in the military at a young age. It really matures you. But anyhow, so this guy standing next to me at the induction center says, let's go do something else. Let's not stay here and swear in. And I said, no, I'm here already. I'm going to stick to it. Long story short, this guy, Gary Sabosley, was in every unit I was in throughout my military career.
Wow.
By God's divine providence, because the day I got shot, I'm making the long story short, the day I got shot, we were going to cross a road, and it was me, him, and this young Mormon kid who was a conscientious objector. And because of that, they were going to rotate him back, and he was going to be a cook in the military. Well, because he didn't believe in killing people. And long story short, we drew straws to see who could cross the road first because of the enemy fire being so heavy. And the Mormon kid got the short straw and got his head blown up.
Gosh.
I got the middle straw and I got my leg shot up. And I provided cover fire for Gary and he crossed the road. And then we provided cover fire for the rest of the unit. And Gary said, I have to get you out of here. You're bleeding to death. So he got me, dragged me 50 yards up under a downed 2.5-ton truck that was shot up by the enemy. And my platoon medic came by and said, are you in pain, Simonic? And I said, sure. He shot me up with morphine. Mm. Medic from another company comes by a couple of minutes later and said, are you in pain? I said, yeah. He shot me up with morphine. And then company medic, big brother, he was a football player in college.
Mm-hmm.
He came by and Gary said, I got to go back to the battle. And he said, are you in pain, Simonic? And he looked at my eyes. He said, no, you're stoned out of your mind. Let me get you out of here. So he did a John Wayne. He did the fireman's carry and ran down the road firing his M16 cover fire for both of us to get me back to the medevac. So God had Gary in every unit I was in during my military career to save my physical life.
Wow.
Is that something?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So yesterday was the 50th anniversary of that day.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just goosebumps thinking about it. Man, thanks. And you're just a kid at the time, 20 years old. Yeah. And of course, they give you all kind of medals and things like that and ribbons.
I got medals. The funny thing happened. I was in the hospital in Vietnam before I was sent to Japan for another operation on the leg. And when I was in the hospital in Vietnam, the commanding general of the 101st Airborne came by and he said, you knocked out a strategic enemy position. And he gave me a medal, pinned it on my pajamas. And that was my 15 minutes of fame, Roger. I was in the news for the Screaming Eagle. That's the 101st Airborne's newspaper.
Okay.
On the front page with the general pinning the thing on me. And the article said, the caption underneath said, doing fine, sir. Right?
Right.
Because he came by and he said, how you doing, soldier? I said, doing fine, sir. And then underneath it gives the description of why he's giving the medal and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the name of the soldier in the bed across from me in the article. I get no respect. My 15 minutes of fame went down
some other guy.
I get no respect, right?
That's a funny story.
So I'm here today by divine providence. And I think I told you last year I was able to, after 49 years, hook back up with Gary Sabosley,
the
guy who saved my life. And he sent me a couple of pictures of myself in Nam.
Is this the guy in jail?
No. Gary's the guy that God...
Okay.
Had me go through the military with.
Okay.
And he sent me a couple of pictures of myself. I had sent him a soldier's Bible and another book written by one of my clients.
Okay.
So it was really cool.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. We're up in a hard break. Wow. I wish I could talk longer, but still another half hour of It's Your Money with Nick Simonic still to go. And if you've got a question or comment, 904-222-TALK is the number. 904-222-8255, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
That bar.
We are back with It's Your Money with Nick Simlick. I'm Roger, along with Nick. And gosh, we're having such a great time talking about fun stuff. And
military.
Yeah, military.
Roger
things.
Goes, you must be old.
No,
I'm not old.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't
say
that.
I said, what he I did said the math was, when you said it was 50
you're
years.
You're 70 years old. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not. 70 years
because you
old.
To me you're like the younger generation.
I am. I'm you can generation
walk on,
X.
You can walk on any college campus and people think you're a student.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah.
And I usually am.
You've gone back to school a lot.
I still do 80 hours every 2 years.
Yeah, and you've taken advantage of the GI Bill, huh?
Actually, it was different for me because the military has a thing called vocational rehabilitation.
Okay, so not only were you eligible for that, but because you were so severely injured, you had special allotments or allowances made for your education, right?
Yeah, for instance, vocational rehabilitation says, and this is a testimony in itself too, watch mm-hmm. this. It says, we're going to rehabilitate you so that you'll be a productive member of society, even with your disability. That's the bottom line of mm-hmm. vocational rehabilitation. So I get shot, spend a year in the hospital in therapy, not mental, but leg therapy. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mental illness is a major problem. I had a great uncle who was in Korea. And this is before they understood everything about PTSD. I had never heard this guy say a word in my life.
Really?
He just sat around and was quiet and would, you know, we'd see him with Uncle Carol. And but he suffered one of the earlier sufferers from PTSD that our family ever had who served in the U.S. Army in Korea.
That's amazing. And when we came back from Vietnam, they didn't call it that. They called it crazy. So they called us crazy.
Yeah.
So the thing is the, oh, Flash, speaking of PTSD, I have a new client that's starting a not-for-profit organization here in Jacksonville
okay.
for veterans and military with PTSD. And her organization's called Dog Tags. And what she's going to do is make available these compression chambers. I forget what they call them. Anyhow, make these chambers where they pump pure oxygen into you
mm-hmm.
available for these guys. And what happens is in 98% of the cases, when these guys have about 40 treatments of that, you know, 40 days of treatments, they get off the drugs. They become very dependable. They become employable. And the whole nine yards.
The nightmares start.
Nightmares stop. The whole thing.
That's great.
I had nightmares for a couple of years after I got on NUM. And that would have helped me. So this is going to be available to the guys.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see how that unfolds. But the testimony is, where was I going with the testimony?
You had special rehabilitative services through the military. So, beyond the GI Bill.
Yeah. So when I was a single guy, before the military, I dropped out of high school. I was a high school dropout, Raj. And
you're smiling on your face. Now you got a doctorate, right?
It all worked out. And my mother says to me, son, before you quit high school, go talk to my attorney. And her attorney didn't know me from Adam's house cat. And I go to talk to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, 18 years old, and he says, don't drop out of high school. Go to college. You'd make a great accountant. I said, yeah, right.
Wow.
So
back then, huh?
Way back then. And so I go to the military after I drop out of high school, and I have a couple of jobs, and I travel to California and back and work in California for a few months. And I get in the military, and then one day in the hot Georgia sun, the drill sergeant said, who wants to sit in an air-conditioned classroom? And in the military, back then, everybody was high school dropouts. Now they're high school graduates.
Right.
And that one of the only two times I volunteered, I raised my hand. And they said, okay. And they put me in an air-conditioned classroom, and it was to sit for the GED.
Okay.
And I passed it with flying colors because I wasn't stupid. I was dumb.
So okay. two different things.
Ignorance can be fixed. Stupidity's forever.
Right.
So I passed it, and then I get out of the service, and Millie and I get married, and Millie says, you should pursue a further education. And I said, okay. And I found out about vocational rehabilitation and found out that, you know, I could go to college and the military would pay for it. It's not like the GI Bill. They pay for everything, mm-hmm. your books, your materials, everything.
Every single thing.
Then they give you an allowance every month.
Right.
For being in school full time.
Worked out with the family, huh?
Well, over half time. Yeah. I was working full time. I was going to school in the evenings, and on my days off of school, I was working at Sears in the paint department because times were hard, even the birds were walking.
Right.
And then on the side, I would do oil paintings for people. And so in order to go through vocational rehabilitation, you have to take a series of tests. And I took 2.5 days of testing, and my VA counselor said the test results show that you're better qualified for accounting. And I said, yeah, right. So I minored in accounting and took the minimum courses I had to take in order to humor the VA. And I majored in economics.
Right.
And all of my electives were art, art of the cinema, drawing, right. painting, uh-huh. that kind of thing. So it wasn't like I was in school seriously, but I was in economics was a good field at the time back in the 70s. And then I get out of school and come to Jacksonville. And a lady gave me a word from the Lord. She says, Nick, the Lord says, seek him first and seek him early, and he'll put a desire in your heart. And I go, yeah, right. But I did it. Every morning I get up an hour early, hour earlier than I did, and get before the Lord. I had just sold a little restaurant I had. And one day after church, a guy in church offered me a job as his controller. Mm. And I figured this is something to do until I find a real job.
Right.
And I went to work for him, and I fell in love with numbers, and I put two and two together finally. Yeah, God wants me in accounting. So I went to You Never Finish, UNF, and I got my accounting degrees. Anyhow, so the thing is God had a plan for us, for me, all this time, and for us, because without Millie, I'd still be in Cleveland someplace.
Right.
For us to come to where we are in helping people with their finances, it's really been an adventure.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's really been an adventure for you.
And the adventure isn't over. That's the neat thing.
Okay. We've got a call on the line right now. George is calling about PTSD. A lot of people in our military, especially with what's been going on with the war on terror, coming back with these problems. But, you know, thankfully there's hope. George, thanks for calling.
Hey, George.
It's Your Money.
Yes. It sounds like you've done a great deal with your life to make it better. We all appreciate that. PTSD is basically caused by brain infections, and I've worked with some of the PTSD people, and there are 30,000 of us worldwide who have equipment that actually kills the stuff directly, things like Korean hemorrhagic fever, Sudan virus, the plague. You find a lot of that in Southeast Asia and the Middle East, and there are two doctors here in town who work with it. Well, actually, one in Jacksonville. The other was in St. Augustine. But it will work a little faster than the oxygen chambers. But those oxygen chambers do kill a lot of these viral infections and something called pleomorphics, which change form. You can't just give a person one antibiotic. You have to give them an antiviral, antibiotic, anti-yeast, a whole series of things. And it is a up-and-coming function. I'm a chemical engineer with some pharmacy training. And what we need to do is pressure the VA to open up the treatment centers for oxygen treatment and these treatments, which are radiological, extremely low-level radiological, which kill those viruses. And it's not just military people that have them. People coming back from overseas, people who work with immigrants, et cetera, they're developing these things.
Really?
And I think that's a major problem with the killings in the schools. I've seen
it is. Do you know there? Every mass murder is the person's been on those psychotropic drugs, right?
Right, and the psychotropic drugs are a Band-Aid for the symptoms. They're not the cure for the disease. The disease is infections primarily, and they're very hard to detect at low levels that cause brain damage. And there are doctors who are starting to get into this, and we need to press it. And I'm tied up with rebuilding a house right now, but I'll get together with you sometime and direct you to those doctors. And I also have the equipment, and I'll show you how it works.
That's awesome. I'd look forward to that. My number is 928-1040. Give me a call, and we'll set up a time to get together, and let's do it after tax season.
Sure. I appreciate it. Well, because I know I have this, you know, this Christian view, and we need to get these people treated.
Amen. Amen. And do you know there are four states now that authorize treatment without the drugs for the PTSD? Only four states. You're right. We need to pressure the VA. I'm all in with you on that. Thanks for calling, Josh.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. And man. It's tax season, by the way. And if you need help with your taxes, whether you live in Florida or one of the other states, both federal as well as the state level income tax forms, he can help you with, and corporate, and what are the other forms?
We do some foreign forms, too.
Okay, foreign
overseas,
forms.
Overseas.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. If you have a question about anything we've been talking about or any money matter, 904-222-TALK is the number. 904-222-8255. And we'll be back with more of It's Your Money here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio, WBOB. First, we have to take a break. It's Your Money with Nick Semenuk is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the law office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The law office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. It's Your Money with Nick Semenuk is brought to you by Security Center USA.
I'm Paul North, Security Center USA. We do electronic security for commercial environments, burglar alarms, intrusion alarms, video surveillance, automation, access control, the assets of the business, the food coming and going out of the doors, and our medicine, productivity, and then again, liability.
Whether it's monitoring the cash register, shoplifting and theft, or vehicle management and misuse, Security Center USA has you covered.
Security, as we know it, has really evolved so much further from just keeping an eye for robberies and vandalisms and break-ins, and it's certainly great for that, but liability, protection of assets, and getting what you're paying for. We do a ton of 7-Elevens, more State Farm, Allstate, Nationwide, and independent real estate and insurance agencies, and I can even count Bono's Barbecue here in town and Luke Pizza Bar and Grill. I mean, every single one of them are our clients.
Security Center USA, the power of proven protection, online at securitycenterusa.com. It's Your Money. I'm Roger Henderson along with Nick Semenuk. Nick is the senior partner with Semenuk, Semenuk, Ratnick & Associates, CPA firm. It's located in Jacksonville, but however, does accounting work, tax work for people all over the state of Florida, all over the United States, and even other countries as well. Even if those countries are fluent in other languages, you bring in translators to help you with the form so that you can keep everyone in compliance, right?
Yeah.
And save them as much money as they can.
Exactly. And we have a translation service that we use sometimes called Berlitz Translation
okay.
Service. So we can take care of things for people.
Okay.
In fact, this goes way back, Raj. Back in New York when I was a salesperson, overseas accounts salesperson for a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to deal with foreign manufacturers, and it was a coin meter manufacturer, manufacturing coin meters for car washes and laundromats and mm-hmm. stuff. And we used to use Berlitz Translation Service regularly, like almost daily. Plus, these companies, these manufacturers, like there's a washer-dryer manufacturer called Hubsch, H-U-E-B-S-C-H, in I think it's Finland. And they used to send us coins. I used to get coins from all over the world. And I'd give them to engineering to do the developing. And engineering, after they did the developing, said would say, Nick, we don't need these. You want them? And I started a foreign coin collection.
And now when you go overseas, you have money. Now, real quick, before we mention all that, this is, you know, I think temptation to think that the average guy who, you know, works at the office and his wife's a teacher, they don't need to use your service because you're high-end or hotshot, and that's not the case, right?
That's awesome. That's what Roger says on my, not music on hold, Roger on hold at the office.
So really, so good. Basically, you help everyone from the little widow who has a very limited income living on Social Security all the way up to major corporations who need accounting services. Right?
Exactly. And speaking of the little widow, it's tragic. Tragedy when husbands die, but that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to us and we walk them through the, not only, you know, the tax returns become a lot simpler mm-hmm. when you're a widow or a widower. But not only that, it's the planning. Okay, planning for their finances, planning for the rest of their life, planning for their children, planning for grandchildren, and planning for them, making sure that they're okay. So the tax return is just a small part of it. So when we go to the flat tax, I'll still be planning for these people.
Exactly.
And then people who have jobs, some people, sometimes their situation gets so simple and that they don't need us for tax preparation, but they do need us for other stuff.
Exactly. I never will forget the story, Nick, when a little lady, unfortunately, her husband passed away, left her basically an average life insurance policy.
Right.
She had to live off that for the rest of her life
mm-hmm.
and squirrel it away in something that would bring her ongoing income. And you directed her to a financial advisor who paid her a salary out of the return and then turned it into a seven-figure amount portfolio.
Right.
So she became a millionaire.
Yeah.
And that's feel good to know that you helped to, you know, make that happen, huh?
It does.
Now,
it
you
does
didn't offer work the, that way. You didn't offer the advice because you
can't.
But you directed her to someone who was qualified to help her kind of get her bearings on financially after her loss to her husband.
Exactly. And what folks need to realize is it takes a team effort for their financial lives. Who they need on their team is their accountant, numero uno, the accountant, the banker, the attorney. Now, the attorney is for, and I'll explain this in a minute, is not an ongoing necessity, but it's an interim and it's a regular necessity. I said banker, the insurance broker. We don't want the insurance broker to make them broker,
mm-hmm.
but that's a part of the puzzle. And then end-of-life planning is important, too.
Mm.
It's like a compact deal.
Right, right, right.
Somebody said to me the other day, you know, somebody wants me to purchase end-of-life stuff, my casket and stuff. One of my clients said that. I said, go ahead. He said, but I'm young. I said, doesn't matter. I said, I'm young, too. But I did it.
You're the youth, I understand.
And I'm Generation Z. So, and what happened was about 4 or 5 years ago, I was doing a seminar with the team of people, the life planner and the investment advisor and all, and they had an end-of-life specialist there with Dignity. And she was explaining what they do. And I went home and talked to Millie, and I said, this is a good idea because really and truly what happens is when someone dies, there's a lot of grief going on and there are emotions that kick in. And sometimes these emotions supersede common sense and critical thinking. And it's no time for the family members who are left behind to make these kind of decisions. I didn't realize that, never thought about it until she brought it up. However, the year before she brought it up, my dad died and he had it. And it was a simple matter of going to the funeral home and signing some papers and paying for the death certificates and for the notice in the paper and stuff like that. Odds and ends stuff. But he had already picked out his casket, already had his plot, already had all of that. You can even go so far as to, hey, I want these flowers on my casket. I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But, and funeral directors are first of all, they're a rare breed. Second of all, they're a very necessary part of the puzzle. But third of all, they are salesmen. And if someone dies, the funeral director is going to say, you can have this or you can have this that, you know, keeps them preserved for so many years or whatever. And people start thinking about that and saying, you know, Dad provided all my life. That's the least I can do.
Yeah.
And when Dad says, put me in a pine box.
And Dad's in heaven right now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Or will be. So anyway, like, can we shift gears real quick?
Sure.
Okay. We're running out of time, and it's tax season. What are the things that people need to start getting together to take to your office?
They need to start getting together, and this is really cool. I had a client come in this week. Their printout from the Pocket CPA.
Okay.
Of course, if they didn't do the Pocket CPA, start now for this year.
Right.
Because these clients came in and they had all their mileage for the year, all of their out-of-pocket expenses for the year, and they had it all documented. So, but besides that, you need to make sure you have your W-2s, all 1099s that you receive for interest, dividends, sale of stock, or side work you did.
Right.
All of those, because the IRS gets those. And you can't ignore them and say, oh, this doesn't matter, because it does.
Right.
Once you get all your income documentation together, it's time for expenses. If you itemize, you need your mortgage statement. If you have college tuition that you paid for your child or grandchild who might be living with you,
mm-hmm.
you have the 1098-T, which is the tuition statement. Have to gather the additional expenses that you paid for that education, counting computers, etc., and so on, and gather all that stuff up. Then if you're a teacher, gather up your teaching expenses, because they're $250 of them are deductible on the front of your tax return.
Okay.
And if you had bought a vehicle last year, get the sales receipt for the vehicle. It has sales tax on it that you can deduct in addition to the schedule the IRS gives you. Your church charity contributions, have your contributions ready. Document your contributions and make sure that the church has that statement on the bottom that no goods or services were received in exchange for these.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not a good deduction.
Right. My daughter took a job, as you know, in California as a traveling nurse, and she mm-hmm. paid like somewhere around $1,200 to have her car shipped to California.
Wow.
Is that a deductible expense?
Now, that's a good question.
I told her it would be, and when she sees you, I said, make sure you have all the receipts for that.
I think it might be.
Okay.
I'll look it up, but also, you know, she needs to give me her Pocket CPA report
too. I don't think she's done that yet. I'll ask her to go get that. Just text me, by the way.
Man. The time flew, Roger.
I know.
I can't believe it, dude.
We have time to take one more call?
Yeah.
No, we don't. No. Okay. Our producer says no.
Oh, bummer.
Hey, put them on real quick just to see, and you can come back next week and with the answer. And hi, you're on It's Your Money with Nick Simonick. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lori from the West Side. I just want to know is, can you request all the documentation from the IRS to code to you?
Yeah,
can
you can.
Go to your account and see what.
Yeah, you can do a transcript.
All right, Lori,
we ran out of time.
Our time's
Bye.
Up. All right,
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. If you didn't hear all the program, listen to the Best Of Edition on our sister station, 100.3 The Biz, Saturday at 5. Nick, we'll see you next Monday at 2.
All right, Roger.
All right,
Good
you've
talk.
Been listening to It's Your Money on WBOB.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenik Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenikCPA.com.